All right, here we are in another episode of Fry Bread Journeys on the Mighty 690. Welcoming back in studio Chris Crane and Amy Dollar. Good morning, ladies.
Osio. Osta Sonali.
Halito. Akima Chukma.
Is that good morning, too?
It's a yes. Good morning. Be well. Thanks for coming here. And hello.
Some Cherokee Choctaw going. And I'll start out. We want to first thank Cooperative Credit Union and Smile and Charlie Crane for continuing to sponsor Fry Bread Journeys. And let everybody know that currently we run for half an hour on the fourth Monday of each month. But if your business is looking to sponsor, we can go longer or twice a month. And you can call Penny Coy here at KGGF if you're interested in sponsoring the show. But we've very grateful to our present sponsors, and they're continuing. But we've had some inquiries.
Good.
So, yeah, that's good.
Very good.
Yes.
You want to thank Sten?
Yes. A big wadeau and yakoki to Sten Jotty for allowing us to use his song Greasy Fry Bread as our intro. We really appreciate that. He's out doing a lot of good things for kids and schools around.
So you said, and I
thought that was pretty cool.
For those who know who Sten is, he is a rapper, but he played Punkin' Lusty on Reservation Dogs. And I have seen bits and pieces. And so my friend John Weston, who is with Washington County Cherokee Association, is talking about it. So I have actually, I went ahead and started it up on Hulu. I'm going to watch all three seasons. And I told her, she goes, oh, get ready. And I said, don't tell me anymore.
It
but
is happy.
He's pretty good.
It's really good. And he was a graduate from Mulgee High School.
Okay.
So he's from Oklahoma, from part of our listening area. So
absolutely.
So I did my little research, you see, and James is looking at, so Ryan Reynolds, and I didn't put that on there, but yum. Okay, 46 years old today.
Hey, you know, I said earlier, someone came up to me in a Home Depot, and they're like, you kind of look like Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
Like, okay.
Oh, well, kind of, you're wearing that tie.
I am wearing
a tie. I'm digging it there, yeah. James. Okay. Emilia Clarke, who played Daenerys Targaryen on Game of Thrones, is 36. And Weird Al Yankovic, 63 years old.
That's
now,
very cool.
I got a girlfriend of mine from out in Washington sent me one of those birthday cards this weekend, and it was Weird Al. And I don't know how they do that, where he's like, hey, Chris, it's your birthday.
Oh, when did it sing?
Oh, it sang. It was long. Last year, she sent me one from Donny Osmond because she knew I'd had a crush on him as a kid. But I was always thinking about Weird Al. He actually can sing. He really can sing a little bit. And I guess they're coming out with this so-called bio movie
with Daniel Radcliffe
playing him. But we know that he did a lot of song, and it was like song, Eat It, instead of Beat It.
Oh, yeah, that's
like
great
a
stuff.
Surgeon. Well, he did one called Make My Boobies One More Size, which was a parody of Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh, that's great.
Which, even though it's also Weird Al's birthday, Weird Al's birthday, but it's also in 1998. This is the day that "Hit Me, Baby, One More Time" was released by Britney.
Yeah.
So I thought that was just kind of a cool.
Yeah, John Leonard told me a very cool Weird Al story. Uh-huh. He met him when he was like a junior high aged kid, and it's a so you'll have to go ask him. Have him tell you that story.
Yeah,
later.
Good grief. That's
and they called him Alan. They didn't call him Al then. He was just Alan.
He was Strange Alan.
Yeah, I think he was just Alan at the time.
Alan, yes, okay.
Yeah. It was a very, very, very cool story.
Well,
so.
I actually, it's not like I was such a big Weird Al fan, but I've seen these trailers for the movie, and he's just poking fun of himself and this whole affair with Madonna and everything, and I'm like, okay, this is pretty silly, but it looks to be funny.
I've definitely seen the trailer, too. I have not watched it either. But I like this. I liked on October 23rd, 1915, that you found that more than 25,000 people marched down Fifth Avenue in New York to support women's suffrage. I thought
that's
that
right.
was very, very cool.
And that was 1915, and women didn't get the right to vote until 1920. So it kind of sucks that it took that long, but hey, it happened.
New Zealand was the first country to let women vote. And I think that was right around the turn of the century. Might have been the late 1800s, early 1900s. So we were behind New Zealand.
And then I was on Naffy Notes on Thursday last week. It just happens to be. So I did talk about the Unity Gathering. But Amy was one of the co-hosts co-MCs along with Lyle Martin.
Yes, thank you, Lyle.
And it was, I thought it was really good. And I also noticed I talked about Victoria Vasquez coming, our tribal counselor, and Doris Smith Petzkowski. And I forgot to mention last week, Johnny Jack Kidwell. He's an at-large, and he was there. And he was like the first one there. So I apologize, but he's always open to coming to these things. And I said, you have to come up and talk some nice stuff about NAFI. And he was like, that's not a problem. But I thought it was pretty neat. You and I talked about this show, and I think it's word's kind of getting out. So that's good.
And there was a lot of drumming and dancing and singing, more than before, and it was amazing. It was awesome.
Yeah, we had two drum groups, and it was amazing. And people got out and danced.
The fancy dance.
Yep. And James, you brought your parents, mm-hmm. and Cage Jeff. We were glad they were there and did a remote. But I just think it gets better every year. And I keep thinking, what are we going to do? Because we're already planning. But I'm worried we're going to run out of space. I mean, it just gets I think we had over 900 people.
Wow.
And pork was all gone. They were scraping the bottom of that crock pot for those dumplings.
I got over there
and got some of it. And luckily, Chief Hoskin was there. And
he was.
Bless his heart, I appreciate him coming down. And he's busy all the time, running around. He'd been at Vanita that day. And Victoria had also. And so we went and had Charlie make up some pork sandwiches. And we kind of got them into rooms so they could sit in peace. And just get a little something to eat.
Sure.
I don't know when they get the opportunity to eat. And I don't know how they remember everybody's names.
Yeah, that's impressive.
It's very impressive.
And it is very nice how open and he is with his people, with his... And everybody comes to visit him. It's not the weird security guy saying, hold on, let's... You know, it's security guards taking pictures of us.
Yep.
It was very, very cool, very relaxing. And it's nice to visit with a politician, with a leader of a nation that is so open and kind and does remember our names. And I think that is very cool. I'm not even Cherokee, and I think he remembers my name.
He does. And my mother was there, and kind of her purpose, she wanted to come out and support this whole event and everything, but she said, once she got to see him, and he came up and he remembered her name, and she came, she said, okay, my day is complete. I got a hug from our chief, she called him from my chief. And I said, oh, okay, a little possessive, but okay. But yeah, he took a picture with you and I,
yes.
and I said, now you realize by doing this, we had our Fry Bread shirts on, that you are endorsing Fry Bread Journeys. And he was like, okay. He's pretty funny guy.
That's great.
So we also, what happened this Saturday, Midland Theater had the outdoor movie night.
Yes.
James, you said you went.
Yep. Yeah, it was great.
And
it was a perfect night.
It was Harry Potter. It looked like they had photo ops and things like that.
They had the kids. They had stuff for the kids to do and make, you know. I saw one kid, they had those little Harry Potter glasses, the round ones.
Yeah.
The one kid had about 30 pairs on. I think she was like chaining them all together. It was.
But NAFI came out and they gave out close to 100 hot dogs for free. They last month at Shrek, they had done snow cones. So NAFI likes to do their part in the community too. So it was pretty neat.
Yep. Yep. And we got to talk, Bill and I got to talk a lot of train stuff. So
a lot of what?
Train stuff.
He is an authority.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's retired railroad
guy.
He
is a wealth of knowledge. I'm like, just talking to them, like, man, you need to write like several books about this stuff, you know?
I think that maybe that's what I need to do. I just need to sit there at the computer and
just
have
type
him dictate
it while
to me.
While he talks.
And I know he's probably listening
right now. Yeah.
He's down there. I was down at the office this morning, so.
Well, he can just start recording it, text to phone, send it right to you, and you
I know
can
how
just
to use
transcribe
a dic-
it.
I know how to use a dictaphone, so.
Yeah.
Clerical office practice I took in high school.
Hey, there you go. It might pay off.
All right. So we also Saturday, Smiling Charlie. I'm just going to tell you, it was my birthday Saturday, so he asked what I wanted to do. And I wanted to go to Oshelada to the Washington County Cherokee Association. They had their first cultural day. And I mean, I've met several of the board members. John Weston, who is on their board, is the one I know. And actually, he was bringing some of the stuff over. They borrowed some tables and chairs and things. But really, for the first year doing it, it was pretty impressive. If you don't know, they're kind of out in the middle of nowhere, out by the Kuiskui Healthcare Center, and it's beautiful. But they had some food vendors out there, and they had Chug Mackey came and sang.
Nice.
Abraham Bearpaw did a presentation about his walking and balance. And it was laid back, a lot of craft. They were learning to make pucker toe moccasins and clay beads, and then they had a lot of vendors. I thought it was kind of cool. We'd gone down Thursday. After I talked to you, we went Thursday to go help put up a tent for him. And one of their elders that's on the board, his name is Jim Pratt. And I just was visiting with him, and he was talking. He asked me if I was from Bartlesville, and I said no. But I said my dad was born and raised there. And he and my dad graduated from high school together at College High in 1957.
Cool.
And my dad's passed away, and Jim's 84 years old. Looks pretty darn good. And it was just, it's just odd, you know, that you meet people and turned out. And so I pulled Dad's yearbook out, and there he was. His name was Sequoia James Pratt. And there he was.
Wow.
So, it was nice.
Very, very cool. Yep. I like stories like that, and I like that story. So that was a good one.
So what do you got, Amy, here? What do we got next on the list?
On the list here, we've got... Oh, so today's the day. Maisie is looking forward to this.
Yes.
Today is October 23rd, and at 5:30, our NAFI will begin the youth culture class at the building today. So if you're interested, you don't have to be Native. It's open to every youth that wants to come and learn about Cherokee culture.
And Maisie did it last year.
Maisie did it last year. She can count phenomenally in Cherokee. She can sing. She can say, my name is Maisie Dakwadoa, but she can say the whole thing. And they did learn a lot. They had a lot of fun. Big shout out to Gloria for that when they, you know, for teaching them. And Leslie Fox, who came in and taught them how to make clay figures. And then this year, I think Wendy Wendelin.
Gloria has decided to like at least step away this year. And Wendy Lansdowne and Joyce Jones. And so they're both going to do it. Wendy assisted last year. What I remember was those kids learned how to sing Amazing Grace in Cherokee.
They did learn how to sing Amazing
Grace. They did it
at
a meeting of ours and another, they sang somewhere else. Oh, at Dewey.
At Dewey.
It was pretty awesome because I don't know that I could do that. I mean, my Cherokee is limited. I've learned a few words and... Let's see. And they're not bad words. It's just that I have pet names for my husband and honey. Wadolisi is honey.
That's great.
And you're looking at me. I do. I had sugar britches in Cherokee. I called them.
That's good. That's good.
But yes. And then this Thursday, we are hosting at the NAFI building. It is Tribal Counselor Victoria Vasquez. It's a community dinner. She goes around to the different buildings.
Potluck time.
And we're doing a potluck. We already had our board meeting earlier, so we didn't do a potluck then. We're going to do it this Thursday. We'll have pulled pork. And then there will be, if everybody brings an item that if you're planning on coming
dish.
And eating, I am making my beans. They're the barbecued mixed beans in the crock pot with the meat.
Ooh,
all the meat.
Good.
Yeah. I like it because there's nothing left, so it's easy cleanup. I put one of those liners in the crock pot. And so bring a side dish. It will be from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Now from 4 to 6 o'clock, Will Rogers Health Center is gonna be there doing flu shots, which are free. So you can come down. And then also at 6 o'clock, we're gonna have about 6 or 7 of the departments from Cherokee Nation, maybe wildlife or education or
housing,
they come and set up in the perimeter. And it's supposed to be, I believe Victoria will be there, but I believe the idea is possibly Chief will be there and Deputy Chief Brian Warner, I'm hoping. So if you haven't met Brian Warner, he's an awesome deputy chief and you need to come out and meet him. And then... there'll be some other stuff going on.
It's always a really fun night of fellowship and food and fun, and you learn. I always learn something every time I go.
Well,
it's a lot of fun.
Just seeing, and a lot of times when they have events like this, people come out, and people that maybe have never been before. So if, you know, you want to come out and check out what NAFI's all about, this is the time and place and good food. And I think my mom's making deviled eggs, which she's known for making very good deviled eggs. There are never any of those left either.
So the 26th of October is my daughter, Sully. It's her 22nd birthday.
Shout out to Sully.
And we are going to have dinner at my house. And now I realize we're having this, but I'm already supposed to be on wellness detail for my family before.
Yeah.
So, another birthday in October we forgot about. My grandbaby was born.
Yes.
Juniper DeLeo Richardson Hernandez is his name. He was born October 4th at 1:50, and he was 8 pounds and 12 ounces, and he was 20 3/4 inches long and super, super perfect and cute.
He's pretty gorgeous. I saw the pictures.
My phone just went off and his picture just came up. And so she's going to bring him over, and she's like, well, is everybody well? And so I'm on a wellness check. So we may, I don't know if I could get her to get the baby at the potluck. He'd have way too much fun, and she would probably not be ready for that
much fun. It's probably not ready because it's hard. It's hard. We don't think about it. Back in my day, at least, people just held your baby, just passed the baby around her. But nowadays, you have to be careful. A lot of flu going around, especially COVID this time of year, and you have to be careful. But I only put a thing about Amy and Chris led haunted history tours downtown Coffeyville. I do know we sold out all three nights.
Awesome. We did. Thank you to everyone who attended and supported our event. And thank you to Chris. It was so much fun. I couldn't do it without you.
Well, I know, but you keep. I know she was sending me thank you. And I'm like, quit thanking me. I love doing this. It was a hoot.
It was a lot of fun. And I saw some positive comments about us. That's always good to not see negative comments about you, right? So we'll probably do it again next year. Might have some little revamping and got to come up with some new stories. Actually did some follow-up on one of the stories I told on the cabin murders. I'll definitely tell you off air. It is insane, the whole before and after. Like, that was only, like, when I told that story, that was only the, like the little bit of crust on the end. He had a whole before and after. Wow. It was insane. So
I think every town has stories like this. But that was the thing, was the stories we told were factual. Now, we did stop and we said, okay, who remembers? Most people were from Coffeyville, but we had people from Bartlesville,
Sperry, Broken Arrow, Dewey, and Parsons.
Yeah. And so the Bartlesville people, they used to do a downtown. And he said, the man said, they don't do that anymore. Hmm. And he was very excited about it. But I said, you know, we all have urban legends too around. And obviously Halloween season's coming, but we talked about Hulao Pass and the spook lights out there. We talked about the Lover's Leap.
Yes.
We talked about Tiny Chapel, which was, you've never heard that. And it really was a place, and I can't even tell you how to get there. I went with a bunch of people, but we had to cross a fence, and it was an actual little chapel that apparently a man built it in memory of his daughter.
Hmm.
And you walked in, and music played.
Oh,
and you had to squat down, kind of bend over, and it was like little pews. It really did exist. I don't know if it's still around. I don't know where it's at. I'm sure you'll get people to call in and tell you where it's located.
If they call in and give you directions,
you need to let us know.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'm sure it's on private property.
Probably.
I'm sure these people don't want you hanging out.
But
and,
if you happen to own the property and know about Tiny Chapel, contact us on Facebook or contact James for us. He loves to answer the phone.
Yep.
And
I do it all day.
And let us know because we would love to come and feature it in every respectful way on our Fry Bread Journey show.
Sure would.
So yes, let us know.
The ones we didn't get to, which I think we can kind of get a little, but we didn't talk about Riders Ford, which we have both been there. Bill took us
yes
at different times, and there's two legends. It's just south of South Coffeyville.
Yep.
Not quite in Lenapa,
kind of by Road 8.
But yeah, and the idea is it's the river running through there, and there were two different stories, and Bill told us one was the sad one. Well, they were both sad because they didn't end well, but one was, it was a man crossing the river. It's just a ford. It was a lower place for you to ford the river.
Like Lake Oregon Trail.
He had stuff on his wagon, and I don't know what it was, like sheet metal, I don't know what, but the wagon went and it slid forward and decapitated. It's like what's that movie where...
The Headless Horseman.
No. The movie where the kids, all of them get killed every... I don't like the final chapter. No, that's not it.
I don't know. If it's little kids in horror movies, I usually it's, not
anyway,
into
no, this was right. like teenagers. All of them ended up meeting their demise in freak accidents like that.
Okay.
And the other one was about the woman and her baby were swept off a wagon into the river, and they never found the baby. And you can still hear it crying. There's a good, nice, creepy story
for you.
Yeah,
there you go.
For your Monday.
There you go for your Halloween pleasure there. But talk about the Brownie
Inch. Yes, well, this Saturday, the Masquerade Ball is going to be October 28th. We still have tickets. It's going to be lots of fun. So call me at the Chamber, or you can get your tickets on CoffeevilleHistory.com. Come in a costume. If you don't want to wear a costume, come anyway. Figured out a way. Jana Kassler and I were excited when I was teasing her. I said, okay, here's a way. Homecoming for CCC is Saturday. You go watch Homecoming. Halftime. Come to the ball. You can enjoy football and Masquerade Ball all in one day. every, you can have, and then actually you can just hit the grand parade that morning, take a nap, go to football, then come to masquerade ball, and you've got all of your needs and your events met for the day and the season. So I mean, it will be a lot of fun. Magic by Pete will, Walter Scheid will be coming and doing some old world magic. It'll match, and we're gonna have some games and the live music. So it will end charcuterie. That's always my favorite part, and it'll be a lot of fun. So,
but also we're talking about with Halloween coming up. The only local haunted house I know of is the Night of Fright out at Cedar Bluff Camp. So we want to give a shout out. But
yes,
I do.
Kids had fun.
There, I like haunted houses. I don't know why, but I do. Shattered Souls and Independence. And good luck on that, because with Niwala going on, there's it's busy.
Yep.
But there's the Asylum in Nowata, Killing Frost in Dewey. It's out at the Washington County Fairgrounds. That was actually pretty good. One year, it wasn't that it scared me so much, but my friend Jeanette and I were with a group of kids, and they were all over. They were just screaming at every little thing, and we got so tickled. And then there's Project Fear in Parsons, which I haven't been to, and Phobia 5, The Aftermath.
Oh, my.
And that's in Oshelita. And I'm kind of thinking I'd like to go to that.
I was going to say, I do like the Killing Frost name.
The idea.
That's very cool.
I think it's Killing Frost Productions
Phobia,
or something. Yeah.
The Phobia 5, The Aftermath. That sounds very intriguing.
November 4th, which is coming up the weekend after this.
That's Will Rogers' birthday.
Will Rogers' birthday in Claremore. And I will be going to represent that Saturday with the other ladies for the Indian Women's Pocahontas Club. And there's going to be a wreath laying at 10 o'clock that morning out there at the tomb. And then I think 3:30 or 4 o'clock, they're having a parade downtown Claremore, and we're going to be in that. So you know there's going to be other things going on, and it'll be kind of cool to go to.
I think that will be fun.
I know.
That's great. I also wanted to ask you about Killers of the Flower Moon. Have you seen it yet?
I got invited to go to the premiere. I didn't go, and it was a long story, but Bill went, and John Weston was kind enough to invite him, and they did it. I guess it was all eight theaters at Bartlesville.
Oh, you're kidding.
At the Regal. Eight, oh, my. All of them were, and they had it packed.
Wow.
And Bill said it was pretty good.
Circle Cinema was packed. Ponca City Theater.
Independence is showing it right now.
All the old theaters.
Sedan, in a couple weeks, they'll be showing it.
And I've been watching a lot more trailers about, they're doing some more interviews, and they talk about, I mean, the big thing you always hear, the buzz, was Leonardo DiCaprio and how well he did. But this Abby Gladstone that is playing, or Lily Gladstone, I'm sorry, that's playing Maggie. She is supposed to be fantastic.
Very cool.
And I watched a really kind of a touching interview, and he talked about how the Osage people had embraced their crew coming in, and they, you know, we hope we did justice to us. But he said he was going on about Lily, and she kind of got teared up, and she said it makes you, you know, he's an esteemed actor, mm-hmm. and to think, and your roles are limited as a Native woman, you know, for what you're doing. And she just said, I hope I did justice to
well
it.
And we had a lot of local extras too.
Yes. Oh yeah, there were people in there. And I know from Vanita, my friend Stephanie Gilbert, who's one of the Pocahontas Indian women, she went to the little premiere.
That was very cool.
Over there. And it was, I just excited about
it. I read the book.
Yeah,
and
I've read the book too.
Riley got me the book. Riley read it. I read it, gave it to my dad, let him read it. Now if Nick and the kids read it, we'll go see the movie.
I think my sister-in-law is on the West Coast right now, and we kind of talked about her and my mom and maybe a couple other girls going to see it. So we've got to wait for Sheila to come back and go together. That was a lot of it. We'd already kind of promised. And then my husband's like, well, I wouldn't mind seeing it too. I read it to him when we were on a road trip. I read the book out loud to
him. Okay, you were a book on tape.
I was. Yeah. Well, I was reading it, and then he was just kind of bored. He goes, what are you reading? And I told him, and he didn't get the whole thing. I kind of told him a little bit, and then I said, do you want me to go? And he said, start reading it. And he loved it.
Okay. That's great.
I will offer that as an alternative to Nick, Maisie, and Aaron Lee.
You can read it for them.
It's a really good, yes, I don't have a lot of family rules, but that's definitely, you got to read the book before you watch the movie.
Oh, wow. That's it.
And I got, I guess, I'm not going to say lazy, because it took a little effort to put this together.
Oh my gosh,
but I didn't make
these
one
so
of these
cool
pies. I couldn't make any decisions. So she's trying to show a picture. This is Vampire Dentures. Yep.
Super
these
cute
are great.
And
super
chocolate
fun
chip cookies with mini marshmallows, icing, and little fangs made out of, he's kind of got snaggletooth there.
Yeah,
fangs made out of almonds, so they're good. I know they're good. Thank you, Charlie, for making the cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And we have for our giveaway this month, we did, and if you can see it in the picture, it's fry bread mix. It's from Tiwa Kitchens out of Taos, New Mexico. And I have another package I'll give at another time. So are you ready for the drum? Are we doing the drum roll?
Oh, yeah.
Bob McGill, which, ooh, yay. I know Bob. He and his wife Dee live around not too far from us, and they walk our neighborhood. So I guess I'm going to just kind of stay out on my front porch, and as I see them approaching, I can toss it to them. But they came to they're not native, but they came to the Native Unity Gathering. And so I thought that was really good. They get somebody who's never had, he loved the fry bread. So I thought it worked out good that he got it. And this month, I had pulled a fry bread recipe. We will save it for next month. But Amy found, was it
It was Chickasaw.
Yeah.
I've been dying to share this.
But you said
this.
It had something special in it.
It did. It's a pumpkin fry bread recipe in honor of fall and pumpkin lusty. I'll go ahead and throw that one in there too. So it's pumpkin fry bread, and I found it from the Chickasaw Nation, and it was 2 cups fresh pumpkin or 1 16-ounce canned pumpkin, 1 tablespoon milk or water, 3/4 cup brown sugar, 1/4 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon nutmeg, and 1/4 teaspoon vanilla.
Well, that all
pretty
sounds
simple.
Good.
Then you mix it up, and you can make it like your normal fry bread, or you can do, have you seen how people like call it fancy fry bread, where they cut the fry bread into little squares and make it? And you can do it that way, too.
Well, almost like, well, is that like the sopapilla type thing?
Kind of, but it's still going to be solid all the way through.
Well, I don't know. I think I could probably eat it no matter how it's fried.
I think I definitely could eat it too. So. I think that would be pretty good. So I'm going to have to make some and try it, as I told you.
How are we doing here? About done?
Yeah, about done.
Well, then, as always, we want to once again shout out for the Cooperative Credit Union at 313 West 9th. Big Wado to them. Lyle Martin is the president down there. Go down and see them for all your banking needs. They can help you out. And to Charlie Crane. Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate you supporting us.
Thank you, Charlie.
Next month, it is November 27th at 9:10, and we were going to have a guest on here. Aaron Lee from USD 445 Indian Ed is going to come and just, I don't know what, we'll just kind of...
We'll see what she has to talk about.
Yeah, we will find out.
Excellent. So. Well, Chris and Amy, it's always great to have you on. You really brighten up a Monday, and we appreciate you being by, and look forward to another installment next month. And I think, is this the... I can't remember if this is the month we're doing it early because of Thanksgiving.
November. I think we were doing it. No, I think it was going to be in December.
Yeah.
We're going to do it
because of Christmas.
Christmas was on a Monday, and we'll get that figured out.
So regularly scheduled time here this next month.
Oh, and one last thing real quick. Oh, I forgot. I need to start writing my notes like you. The Choctaw Cultural Center wanted to remind us that they are to make plans November 3rd through 5th as they kick off, as we kick off Native American Month, and they will be having one of the nation's largest powwows down in Durant, Oklahoma.
All right.
That's going to be
good
great.
Deal.
All righty. Well, another episode of Fry Bread Journeys in the books. Thank you so much, Chris and Amy, for coming by, and hope you have a great week ahead.
Thank you. You too.
Donadago.
Yes.
Donadago, yes. Twisted Fry Bread.